Wouldn't be a glass egg, would be it?
Or it would be a china egg. But I've never seen one myself that I recall. Mm-hmm. I've seen a glass egg. We used to have a neighbor use glass eggs. But at home we used wooden eggs that were dipped in white paint.
Did it have to be white?
As a rule, white, because... Or it could be off, what do you call it, brown egg. It could be kind of a little tarnished a little bit, mm-hmm. and it would resemble the brown egg at hen's lay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll ask you a question. You ever see a hen egg that had two shells on it?
Two shells?
Yeah. We picked eggs at home, I can remember, even after I was working here at the bank. The outside shell would be white. When you cracked it, it had another shell underneath, it would be brown.
Why would they do that? Do you know?
Oh, they claim it's the dite or whatever it is, the chicken got out there. Oh yeah, we used to have plenty of that.
What would you milk?
Yeah. What we milk in? A bucket.
Uh-huh. What was the bucket made out of?
At home, zinc.
Any other name for a bucket?
Milk pail.
What's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
Well now, as a rule, the pail is what you would put the milk in after you flavor the old cow's bags.
Mm-hmm. Was it built different
with
the pail?
Well, your pail would either be shaped, let me see, something like this, with no handle, you know, no handle on it. Now I've seen people use them to milk in, they just set them on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
At home, they always use a galvanized bucket, you see, that had the handle coming over the top.
First thing you do after milk?
Strain it.
And
hey, you ever catch the milk out of a cow's tit and drink it?
I've tasted raw milk. I've never
really
tasted it.
Oh, yeah, somebody get a hold of one of them things and just squirt it at you in your mouth and eat it. You never did have it like that?
Uh-uh.
Mama can drink that stuff out of a cow's bag and I can't do it. It's hot.
How hot? And really hot?
Well, the temperature of the animal. I never could do that.
Do you ever hear people getting diseased?
No.
What would you carry food to the pigs in?
A slop bucket.
Okay. And the thing you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Any other name for that?
Frying pan.
Is there any difference?
No.
Did you ever see something on this? Well, this would be before your time, but the, something that had little legs on it.
And
set in the fireplace?
Little legs and it set in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing I think of them dog irons, now they had legs on.
Well, something you'd cook out of.
Something you'd cook on?
Uh-huh. Something like a frying pan that's got legs on.
Well, I remember the kittles that they used to hang in a chimney.
Because
I think the old chimney at home was fixed to hang kittles in, but we never did use them.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear something called a spider? And you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with to give everybody a...
Well, it depends on how fancy you are. You can give them usually a fork and a knife. And a spoon if you're going to have soup
mm-hmm.
or dessert.
And you say, you can get by with just, at the table you can get by with just one knife, but in the kitchen you use several. What?
Well, you usually have a knife to peel potatoes with, which is a small knife, and you have the butcher knife
mm-hmm.
to stab whoever comes in that you don't want.
So you have several?
Yeah.